1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, and welcome to WDCE. We are broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. This is Lynn Ariel, and you are listening to the award-winning Cool Jazz Set. And now, here is your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of our great American art.
Thanks, Lynn. Lynn Ariel, one of my favorites. Tremendous pianist. You'll hear from her in just a minute, too. Welcome, our friends, to a very warm afternoon, last of May. Our show's theme tonight is Grooving into June. Tomorrow's 1st of June. And we're looking forward to some cool music in the studio here tonight for you. I think you'll enjoy the show. So, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the music. Is Lynn Ariel with her debut recording that she did a number of years ago, but it's one of my favorites. I think you'll like it too. Alone Together.
Thank you. Autumn in New York, arranged by Bill Mays. John Marshall on harmony and trumpet. And how about that wonderfully passionate trombone solo? Ludwig Neuss. Hosanna. Yeah. Thank you.
Deep Blue Organ Trio, and that was the great Chris Foreman on Hammond B3. What a monster he is. The guitarist Bobby Broom and drums Greg Rockingham, and the album is entitled Deep Blue Organ Trio, Folk Music, and that's my kind of folk music. What a great sound. Love that Hammond sound. Plays beautiful bass line with his keyboard as well. Let's see, before that, we heard a brand new release. In fact, it's not even released. It's a recording that Bill Mays was nice enough to bring me when he was here a couple of weekends ago with his wife, Judy, spent the night. We had a great time talking, listening to music. And he arranged and recorded for the WDR Big Band, and they performed several concerts in Germany, and it was recorded, and he brought me a copy of the recording. I'm hoping it'll be an album, and I'll let you know when that happens. But anyway, that was Marvin Stamm. On flugelhorn. I know they talked about the trumpet player with the muted trumpet, but Marvin Stamm was playing that beautiful flugelhorn stuff. And of course, that was Autumn in New York. What a nice album. We opened the show with the very talented Miss Lynn Arielle from her debut album, The Eyes Have It. This was recorded back in 1994. And included on that was Jay Anderson on bass and Steve Davis, the drummer. And Lynn was here at the Richmond Jazz Society about a year ago. And had a sold-out house. What a nice job she did. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the music. I'm going to play something now for my good friend Mr. Jackson and his son, who is celebrating a huge birthday, I understand, and they're cooking out and might even be having a Coca-Cola or two. This is, and let me say to the birthday boy, Cowabunga. He was an old Indian guide along with me and my son, going back a few decades. Here's Dina DeRose for Mr. Jackson and his son. Live at the Jazz Standard, pianist and vocalist, It Could Happen to You.
From sight, lock your dreams at night, 'cause it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you will stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring one when church bells ring, 'cause it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arm would be, and it happened to me. Dreams at night, 'cause it could happen to you. Don't count stars or you will stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring, right when church bells ring, 'cause it could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be.
Thank you. presenting to you the wonderful sounds. We hope that you enjoyed the first portion of the Friday night, Saturday morning edition of the Symphony Sid Show, playing your favorites. If you call us at Chickering 41813, Alan Fredericks will be with you right up until 5:30 in the morning. Just to remind you that you are listening to the Symphony Sid Show and ever looking for the best recorded music, always keep tuned to the swinging spot on your dial, 1280 WADO Radio in New York.
And a live recording by Symphony Sid at Birdland with the Gigi Grice Sextet. That's the name of the tune, Down Home by Curtis Fuller. Gigi Grice on alto sax, Richard Williams on trumpet, Eddie Costa on vibes, Richard Wyans on piano, Julian Yule with that big fat bass sound, and Mickey Roker on drums. What a nice recording. And before that, we heard Dina DeRose with her trio live at the Jazz Standard in New York. And I think I was actually there the night that was recorded, because I know they were recording that night, and it was Martin Wynn, my good friend, the bassist, and Matt Wilson as well, were with their trio, and it's a nice recording. It's on the Max Jazz label, by the way, and we heard her version of Alone Together, vocalist and pianist, Dina DeRose. Well, my good friend Rufus Reed is at the bass convention, which is starting tomorrow morning, all week at Colorado State University. This is the first one I've missed in, I think, 25 years, but we had so much going on, we just could not make it this year. But all my friends are there, and got a nice email from Bill Mays and a bunch that were having dinner the other night. But anyway, Rufus will be there, and I want to play something that he's on. So this is J.J. Johnson's album entitled Vivian. That was his first wife that passed away. And the tune we're going to hear is I Love You by Cole Porter. J.J. Johnson on trombone, Rob Schneiderman on piano, Ted Dunbar on guitar, the great Rufus Reed on bass, and Akira Tana on drums. I love you. JJ, let's hear it. Thank you.
Thank you. Stars above, but when you need someone true to love, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Play with fire till your fingers burn. And when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. For when you hear a call to follow your heart, you follow your heart, I know. To see, but when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, come on to me.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.